Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
From the Oklahoma Beef Council, we're wishing you the best this Christmas holiday and for 2025, a happy new year. We invite you to check out the website, oklabeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Back and forth for the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit when it comes to the beneficial ownership information reporting requirement under the CTA, the Corporate Transparency Act from the U.S. Department of Treasury. The Fifth Circuit on Monday reinstating the January 1st, 2025 deadline. And then in another about-face, a third about-face for the courts, the court reversed that order until arguments can be heard, delaying the reporting requirement indefinitely. That was as of this last Friday evening. American Farm Bureau President Zibby Duval says they appreciate the court's recognition that a last-minute reinstatement of reporting requirements caused an unwelcome scramble for small businesses, including about 230,000 farmers. The latest court decision to postpone the filing requirement is the right thing to do. Right after the first of the new year, this coming weekend, 3rd, 4th of January, is when we're seeing cattle come in, and the 5th Cattlemen's Congress will be happening at the OKC Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. Tyler Norvell is the chair of the Board of Directors for Cattlemen's Congress. He says this is going to be a great, great event for cattle producers all across the region to come and check out.
It's an awesome place to see the most elite genetics in the United States. If you need to buy a bull, there's probably going to be a bull here that you need or you want to see in person. If you need to buy this year, especially with our new bred heifer sale we're going to start, if you need some bred heifers, you know, come down here and see the ranches that are putting those in the sale. The cattle won't be here on display because there's just too many of them. We couldn't have them all here, but come meet the people that are putting those in the sale. Come talk to the elite purebred breeders across the United States here in one place. And so it's an easy drive. You don't have to pay to park. You don't have to pay to get in. It doesn't cost you a dime besides the fuel to get here. And hopefully you'll buy some food and drinks from us while you're here as well. But it's just a great opportunity to come in your backyard. You know, we for agriculturalists and we as cattlemen, if this is a Super Bowl, this is your Super Bowl. And if the Super Bowl was in your backyard and it was free, you would probably go. And that's what they can do here.
Chairman of the Board of Directors for Cattlemen's Congress, Tyler Norvell. Details on Cattlemen's Congress at their website, cattlemenscongress.com. First day of showing will be coming up this Sunday, January 5th. They'll be offering the opportunity to go and check out the miniature Herefords, the Gelvie, and the Bouncer Junior Female Show, Texas Longhorn Halter Open Show, Charley Penn Show, British White Junior Show. Day two on Monday, January 6th, the Speckle Park Junior, then Open Show, the Charley Open and Junior Shows, the Bromvie Open and Junior Shows, and the Miniature Hereford Open Show. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the best no-till conference in the U.S. of A. The 29th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference is set for January 21st and 23rd in Wichita, Kansas. Whether you're a beginner or a veteran using no-till on your farm, this conference is designed for you. This year's No-Till on the Plains Conference will feature Dr. Dwayne Beck, Russell Hedrick, and 20 more speakers on no-till, regenerative agriculture, and soil health. Learning and implementing these techniques can make your farm or ranch more profitable. Learn more at no-till.org. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.